Today's podcast is brought to you by Jay and Jack Plus over at jayandjacktv.com. For only $2.99 a month, you can get your fill of Jay and Jack podcasts like the Married Man podcast, Downton Abbey podcast, Jay and Jack TV, and more. Be sure to hop on over to jayandjacktv.com and sign up for only $2.99 today. Raleigh, North Carolina, it's Jay and Jack's Ramblecast, a podcast about movies, television, games, music, sports, and anything else we want to talk about. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ramblecast. It's your good friends, Jay and Jack. We're here to podcast about whatever we want to talk about. It's Jay and Jack's Ramblecast.
And we will talk about anything we want about.
Exactly.
About. Anyway, before we forget, Autism Speaks weekend. I don't think we're going to call it
extravaganza.
I don't think we're going to call it telethon anymore because it's going to be like a whole weekend type thing.
Exactly. It's more than just a telethon.
So it's going to be, there's going to be a run. We're working on the run. We're hoping there's going to be a run. On August, April 12th.
Mm-hmm.
Registration starts at 8:30. We're hoping to have it at the Iceplex and do it around the surrounding area, around the Iceplex. We're still working on getting there's a lot of stuff we have to do to get it done, but we're hoping to get that done. Then the Autism Speaks thing will start about 3 p.m., go till 3 a.m., and then we're going to do something the next day. What was I going to say? Oh, but the TAF is taking some heat.
Oh, what's he taking heat for?
Well, because we're on the Married Man show, and I'm telling him about doing the 5K and stuff like that, and he's like, oh, I think I said something. I don't even know if I can finish a 5K.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, I can run a 6-minute mile. On high school, I ran like a 4-minute mile. I'm like going, I guess in like the record, like 3.5, like 3. And he's like, TAF is crazy. I think TAF is in his own little dream.
I think TAF is a little loose.
I don't think even in his truck he could do a 6-minute mile. I really don't. But he's taking some heat, and there's got some calls and people calling him out. And he sticks to it. He's telling me, I go, look, my hip is killing me. I went on the treadmill yesterday and my hip is just, it's like, it's probably going to have to get replacement surgery eventually. I'm old. Mm-hmm. I can try to tell him he was old.
Yeah.
He just doesn't believe he's old, but he's old. 50 is old.
Well, you should take this opportunity to bet him and take his money.
What, that he can't do a 6?
Yeah.
I don't want him dying.
I want to see what happens.
You want to see him die.
I just want to see him like pass out from exhaustion.
There's another call today about him doing a... You've seen him skate.
That's what I'm saying. There's no way. 6-minute mile. Close.
I'm trying to remember in high school.
I'd give him 10 minutes. No way.
No, I said if I can finish the thing in like 45 minutes, I'll be happy.
Because like 5K,
it's like 3. It's like 3.5 miles, right?
That's like 3 miles.
3 miles, so like 15 minutes a mile.
Yeah,
it's gonna be some hills. You know, you got to go up hills. So, but the TAF is taking some heat. People are calling him out because one guy called today. I listened to the call today.
Well, is he gonna do the Autism Speaks walk?
That's what he says.
Okay,
because you know Taffy, he's like Carl Lewis. Carl Lewis is a sprinter. I'm trying to think of a long distance runner.
As long as he doesn't wear the dolphin shorts, we'll be okay.
Oh, yeah. I don't think he could pull off the dolphin shorts anymore. Well, he couldn't pull them off then. But he really can't pull them off now.
Well, there you go.
No, so anyway, so that's happening all April. We're Colleen's working on some hotel information. It's probably going to be the Wingate again, which is right there.
Mm-hmm.
Right next to the Iceplex and right past the...
It's a shame the Iceplex is in such a bleh part of Raleigh. But that's how it goes sometimes.
Well, what are you going to do? I didn't build it.
I know. I'm just saying.
I didn't say, hey, let's put the Iceplex here. It was there before I was in Raleigh.
I know.
Before I even thought about going to Raleigh.
I know. Years before I even thought about
Years before I... even when we first talked about going there, I go, yeah, whatever. That's how it was. Remember when your mom went to... I go, just go on vacation. Just go have a good time. Mm-hmm. Just get away.
Mm-hmm.
You want to what? I want to live here. You should see it here. It's so lovely and nice here. And it is. It's nice here.
So, how are things going with you?
It's going good, going good. Went out for Colleen's dinner yesterday.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Had some sake bombs.
Never had a sake bomb before.
Never had a sake bomb before.
We the table next to us, all of a sudden we just heard like, sake bomb. And slammed the table.
And we're like, well, that looks like fun.
Yeah.
Did you notice that after they did it, we did it, everybody was doing it. I've been to the Conkeys, what, 10, 12 times?
More than that.
Who knows?
Several times a year.
And I've never seen a sake bomb.
Neither
I've never seen anyone do sake bomb. And then it was like, well, one table kept doing the sake bomb.
Yeah.
So.
But basically, it's warm sake, and then you put it on the two chopsticks.
Chopsticks.
So when you slam your hand on the table, the chopsticks spread, and it drops into the drink.
And then you down it. And who won?
You did, but I think it's because you really, like half of your drink flew out of your cup.
I think most of it was your mom's drink splashed me. I did get splashed with beer. I had beer all over my face.
Yeah.
And I was like.
Because cool. There's video proof that I had most of mine still in there. And I drank it, so like a champ.
I put it down. I'm like waiting. You want to bring me another one while they finish? Well, did everyone else down it, or were they taking sips towards the end?
No, well, Colleen and I and you and Mom.
Your mom didn't down it.
Then she didn't? Oh, well, me, you, and Colleen did it. But then Heather and Kayla didn't even finish them.
No. So it was fun time. It was a good time.
It's kind of sad when the two young college kids.
Can't do it.
Yeah, can't do it. But the old people
can. The old people can. Now, the cook that you had upset at one point. You said something. What did you say to him?
I don't remember what I said, but it was something. And to the effect of that he wasn't that good or something like that.
And he just kind of stopped and looked at you.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to save you the whole time, just spitting his food. He kind of laughed. And I think we joked our way out.
Yeah, I think he was joking because he was kind of, he had like this little thing where he'd stare and kind of thing. But it definitely seemed like a Vegas kind of thing.
It was like, whoops. Did I put my foot in my mouth? But he was a great cook.
It was
probably
good.
Some of the best food I've had there because I think Jessica and some of the people, can we go there for the Friday dinner? Mm-hmm. And I go, well, what's that one big room where it had all the screaming kids?
Oh, God,
because they weren't doing, I think their parents were doing sake bombs. There was, how many screaming kids were in there?
It
must have been some birthday party where they're all like 5 and 6.
Yeah.
Because then they're running into the women's bathroom, in and out. I'm like going, I don't want to clean up that
bathroom.
Can parents
get some control? Good God.
Yes. No. Got to be, your kids are your best friends now. Got to be your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta be your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's a friend.
That Conkey would be a fun kind of Friday night dinner.
If we get a big room like that.
Yeah, we could probably do that.
Yeah. That would be fun. The food is great.
Mm-hmm.
It's great food.
There you go.
And he was probably one of the better cooks, because I've had sometimes where it's a little dry.
Yeah.
But the chicken was even good.
Yeah.
And the shrimps were big shrimps.
Fantastic.
Had a great time.
There you go.
And I won the sake bomb challenge. So.
Well, I didn't know if it was really a challenge.
Oh, it was a challenge. I won.
You had less to drink, so it was obviously going to be quicker.
In fact, I was drinking... Everyone's next to mine. Boom, boom, boom. I'm no Dave Kinseth.
Uh huh.
That guy can drink. That guy can just down one beer and
one sip.
One. He just.
But he's worried about his cat, though. So he'll have to like get up and leave midway through the challenge.
Got to save the cat. Got to save the cat. Got to remember what podcast. Got to save the cat.
Dumb.
Do you want to see my cat?
Dumb. All right.
Well, that's Dave. What are you gonna do?
Well, I see. I don't have too much experience with him, and that definitely solidified the legend for me right there.
Doing the Dave right now, and the Dave is shaking your head back and forth. That's the Dave.
But yeah, dinner was fun. I made the terrible mistake of not asking for Colleen's birthday night off.
Yeah, we were wondering that because we're going. I go, when are they going to do it? And he goes, well, Jay's working. I go, we can do it because you're going on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
I go, we can do it when they come back.
I'm not going on vacation. I'm visiting family. It's going to be nice. We're very excited, but it's not a vacation. A vacation is laying on the beach, drinking drinks. That's a vacation.
Why is it always with alcohol with you? Why is that always sum up a vacation?
Like the Corona commercial. That's vacation.
Ah, yeah. I had a couple Coronas last night on top of my sake shots.
but this is, visiting family trip.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. It can be. It's fun because you.
It's fun and it's good.
Because you get to see the family. Exactly. You get to talk about old times. It's fun because we don't see them as often.
Yeah.
We talk to them on the phone and stuff like that, but it's not the same as being there.
It's not a vacation.
No. No.
But anyhow.
So there won't be a Jay and Jack TV show next week.
Maybe.
We don't know.
Yep. So I'll be in San Diego.
San Diego, California.
And then we'll be driving up to L.A.
Ooh, sorry.
Well, we won't really be in L.A. We'll be outside of L.A. But
people
anyway.
Think I hate like things like the Big Bang Theory in L.A.
Well, it's filmed in L.A., so it makes sense.
Okay, that explains a lot.
But
you going to run into Cliff?
No, probably not. Probably
you're going not. All the way out to L.A. and you're not going to run into Cliff.
Well, I just saw him a couple weeks ago.
Like, you've reached your quota.
Yeah, I don't. I'm good till Comic-Con.
So he is coming down to Comic-Con.
Yeah, he'll be at Comic-Con.
He'll be at Fred's.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? I'm just saying he'll be at Fred's. I'm just saying. It's getting awkward. I'm not saying.
We'll be doing that.
Poor Cliff.
And I see my mistake now. I'm looking back on it. And I asked, because generally Colleen runs my personal life. I have my professional life. That's on me. Personal life, Colleen pretty much runs it because, let's face it, I can only do one thing at a time.
Your one thing, Jay.
Yeah. And that's just, I admit it. I know my limitations.
I figured that out early on in your life. In fact, I used to test you. I go, I'd give you two things to do.
Yeah.
And it was like a game. Mm-hmm. Which one's he going to come back with?
Exactly.
Because he'd come back with one thing.
I know my limitations.
Go get the Windex and the paper towels. We'd make a bet on what you'd come up the stairs with. And we go, okay, here's a dollar.
Yep. So I was like, because I had to put in my request for the month of February. And I was like, Colleen, you know, what days do I need for February? Quick. Because I need to send them in. And she was like, so she sent me the week that we're going to be gone for California and then Super Bowl Sunday off because she wanted to go to a party. So I was like, cool, put those in. Good. I'm good to go.
Super Bowl Sunday and a party or Super Bowl Sunday party?
Like Super Bowl Sunday party because her friends were throwing that party.
All right.
And so I was like, cool, got my request in. Good to go. So then, I don't know, a couple weeks into like towards the end of January, I was like, oh, you got my birthday off, right? And I was like,
wah, wah. When is your birthday? Did you say that?
No, because I know my birthday is February 8th, but me, you know, just not even really thinking
about
it.
Was it like a Midnight Express type thing with this dun 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 dun?
It was a little bit of like, and
you're sweating.
I was like, oh no, I didn't get it off. And so then I was like, well, let me see.
If you can switch with somebody.
If I can switch with somebody, yeah. And it's tougher when your managers is really, there's only six managers. So
yeah.
Your pickings are slim.
Right.
So it just so happened.
Plus, the other five guys are just jerks and they don't want to.
Well,
are they all guys or is there women too?
Well, because I've taken.
Are there any of them women?
One person's a woman.
Okay. Yeah. So five guys are jerk and one woman's a jerk.
But, and I've taken other people's shifts like to help them out just so I have, you know, I have in my ATM if I need to go
little, you know,
with
a
withdrawal.
Little something for the effort.
Exactly. But so the person, because I switched with one guy because he could watch the Redskins game for a weekend day off. And I was like,
oh, the playoff game?
Playoff game. So I was like, so I'll switch with you. And I switched with another guy so he could take his kids.
Did you come in the next day just limping? Just kind of be funny?
No. and then there's another person that I switched with so he could take his kids to a hockey game in Charlotte to watch the Checkers.
Minor league hockey?
Well, because he's refusing to watch the NHL this season at a protest.
You know, I'm going to say right now. When baseball first had a strike, I think it was 1981. Well, they've had a strike, but they cut the season. That was 50, I think 50 games were lost. I was going to boycott the rest of the season. And someone said, why should I, some announcer made a good point. He said, why should I protest something I enjoy to do?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay. But now I protest all the time.
It's in your old age.
Yeah.
Grumpy now. Well, always been grumpy, but actually.
Well, no, my attitude is I go, I don't pay because people, how's the lock? I go, I don't know. Yeah. Whenever they want to come back, I'll watch. I don't know. I do the same thing with football, same thing with baseball. Sorry, I don't care.
So anyhow,
So I've
got two backed up.
So this guy went all the way to Charlotte to watch a minor league hockey game when he could watch an NHL team.
The train.
Could watch an NHL team here.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
you know, there's people starving in India that would love
to watch.
So the
person I swapped for the Redskins game, he was opening that day, and I was closing. I was like, and this person generally prefers to close. And so I was like, oh, cool, I'll ask him. And there's only three managers that day for the whole day. And so I was like, hey, man, can you switch with me? I forgot to ask off for my wife's birthday. And he couldn't because the next morning he was doing the Krispy Kreme run, which is...
I know, it's that big where they eat a bunch of Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, it's like a five, you know, sorry, 6 miles or something.
Maybe that's where Taffy's talking about. He can run a 6 minute because if there's a Krispy
box of Krispy Kreme at the end of the.
He's like Carl Lewis.
Yeah. Okay. He could.
He's like
do
Lance
it.
Armstrong. He's juiced on Krispy
and then
Kremes.
three other managers were out of town. Like one's in New York. One was at Florida.
So this guy wouldn't switch because he's doing the Krispy Kreme run
early in the morning. Which, you know, it's my fault. I should have put the request in.
But he couldn't do it because he was
Oh, wait. He's waking up early in the morning next morning, so he went into a closing.
Wait, the Krispy Kreme is on Monday morning?
No, on Saturday.
But you wanted Sunday off.
No, her birthday's on Friday.
Oh, you wanted her birthday off. That's right. You had to work a birthday. I was thinking the dinner. Okay,
go ahead. Sunday was fine.
Yeah, okay.
Closing is I'm there till like 11 p.m.
Closing
if not
time. I mean, so come on. What? The guy really couldn't. It wasn't like it's not like he's running to win a medal.
Again, that's, I mean.
You know what? I got to be honest. I'm putting that in the, I got your ATM, but I'm putting that back. All right. Couldn't do that for me. Click, 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 click. Because this is a big deal.
But yeah.
It's your wife's birthday. You know, like I said, if it was me and I'm 50. I don't.
Yeah.
You figure, I don't care.
Yeah.
Because your mom will go on. Because your mom's still,
I don't care.
Me personally, I'd have to take. I know.
Yeah. Again, I messed up. I know I messed up.
I would know months ahead of time because I would just, I know.
Yeah. So I didn't get the.
No, I'm not telling you to hate this guy. But I'm putting a little check mark there. Wouldn't want to lose 2 hours of sleep to get up to do the Krispy Kreme run.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like you really have to be wide. After the first box of donuts, you're gonna have a sugar high. You're gonna be wide awake. Couldn't get up to do the Krispy Kreme run.
Anyhow,
but go ahead. I'm not want to start. I don't want to start a war down at Apple.
No, I mean it's fine. It's fine. Anyhow,
you so have a little I, bitter. I didn't, you, I didn't get the are you a little
off.
Bitter?
No.
Okay.
I'm not a bitter person like you. I just.
I am.
Try to go through life with a positive attitude.
You don't hold a grudge?
Generally, I don't.
Okay, I do.
Anyhow, so we went to dinner the night before because I got off at like 6 that night. So we went to we did a nice place called 518 West Italian Restaurant.
Yeah, we're trying to figure it out because you had showed some Instagram photos.
Yeah, it was very, because we like, Colleen's been on this kick trying new stuff, so it's nice. It was a nice Italian restaurant off of Glenwood South downtown. So we did that, and then like the night of, my lunch break was 6 to 7, so we did on her birthday. We did lunch there. I also went to her work and brought her flowers and like said happy birthday.
Trying to make up for it, like
exactly. And then we did dinner on Sunday. So basically, I did like 4 dinners and all this stuff to make up for
your one mistake,
which hopefully
because selfish man wouldn't change his Krispy Kreme appointment.
Even though I swapped shifts with him,
you did so he could go to the Checkers game.
No, this is the Redskins one.
Redskins game.
So anyhow, but I think Colleen had a good birthday and last.
So you're out of it. So you're like the exact opposite of me. Mm-hmm. I'm always like when we were recording Downton Abbey last night. Your mom mentioned that there was during the show. She mentioned there was going to be 2 episodes. She thought next week there was 2 episodes, but actually turned out it was yesterday. So we were only recorded 1.
Uh huh.
And so because we have it on iTunes, so we watched it ahead of time. So as we're recording the episode, I'm thinking about when we can record to make, because we're going out of town, and we're going out of town for our anniversary. So I'm trying to figure out when I can get all this done as I'm recording. I'm like the exact opposite of you.
Yeah.
Where my mind's just thinking.
See, at work, I'm like that. But outside of work, it's almost like I can only do so much.
Right. See, I can't shut my brain off. It just keeps going different directions and stuff
It'll
like
get
that.
Like sometimes I'll wake up early and just think about work stuff like that. But I try.
That's
I
bad.
Try my best.
That's bad. I used to do that all the time.
Mm-hmm. Like when I had strategies, I'm like, oh, I could do this, and I could do this, and this, and this.
When I had my business, I never slept.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was just like, I was thinking the whole time.
Yeah.
What a nightmare.
You didn't have dreams, you had nightmares.
But I even have to check your schedule when we're going to record.
Mm-hmm.
I got,
at least you have it. It's there.
I have to go, because your mom's like, oh, that's right, I have his schedule. So I check his schedule, and I go, oh, wait, I got to worry about what Taft's doing. I go, when's someone going to worry about what's convenient for me?
Because you have like the most flexible job out of all of us.
It's still a pain in the neck. Because now Taft doesn't know until like the day before.
Mm-hmm.
What do I like to do?
Hey, you have mine like a month in advance.
But I don't. But you have. What if you're doing something that day? I don't know if you're forgetting someone's birthday or not.
That's true.
I don't know.
You never know.
Never know. Well, I forgot Colleen's birthday, so I had to do. Forgot
I didn't
my
forget
anniversary.
Her birthday. I forgot to request it off.
That's the same.
That's not the same.
It is the same.
It's not.
It shows you don't care.
No, I was actually proud of myself this year. I got the birthday cards. I got the Valentine's cards like early January. Like I was prepared this year except for asking the day off.
I think I want to get one of those things.
The up band?
The up band. I'm thinking about getting one of those.
I think she'll like it. I think you'll like it.
I think I'll like it.
Let me know because I get it half off for right now.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. So I'm thinking about it. Because your mom just looked at me like I was crazy.
Well, it's nice to track your sleep. That's because I have one too, and it's nice because you can You can see when you're in deep sleep, light sleep, or when you're awake. So it helps you track how many quality hours of sleep you're getting.
I probably don't get a lot of quality hours.
You probably like 1.5 minutes.
Because my body is broken down.
You've never slept.
No, I'm not asleep. Well, yeah, I will sleep sometimes. Like last night, I went to sleep. I slept like 5 hours. Woke up, went, I'm looking so good. I can go back to sleep. But just sleeping, I think I was out like 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember getting up.
Yeah.
Because usually I have to go up to use the restroom like 80 times. Mm-hmm. It's me and Joe Theismann.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, we're the whole thing.
You're that super beta prostate. That's what you need.
It just, it's like, oh, wait, why did I have those 8 glasses of water and those 8 beers before I went to bed? Yeah. That's probably a mistake. That's probably a mistake.
Usually is. Usually is.
Unless I just get plastic sheets.
Oh, no.
Rubber sheets or whatever it is.
Gross.
Why is it warm in here?
But then cold.
It's like being in the pool. swing underwater. Anyway.
Wrong show.
So,
wrong show.
What was I going to say before I got off on that tangent? I can't remember. See, now you screwed me up. I can't remember. No, I'm thinking about getting one of those because that would be the walking, the running thing.
Yeah, it's good.
Trying to get in shape for the 5K.
I think I'm further along than you.
You are. I've only been on the treadmill twice. I got to do the treadmill before I go on the open road because I think the open road is going to just tear my body apart.
Well, actually, what they say is if treadmill is worse than like an actual running.
Than concrete?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
No idea. That's just what I hear.
That can't be right.
I don't know. That's just what I heard.
The treadmill.
That's what I heard.
The treadmill has a little flexibility where the ground has no flexibility. You're running on pavement.
I'm just saying, that's what I heard. That's what I heard on the internets, okay? Yeah. Heard it on the internets.
Heard it on the radio.
Skyfall came out on iTunes, so I picked that up.
Did you?
Love that movie.
Yeah.
It's even good the third time around.
James Bond.
So I downloaded that for the plane ride. I'm also going to download some Top Gears for the new season. I might just subscribe to the season. It's only $19 for the whole season pass.
That's not bad. And you got the one with Damian Lewis?
I would guess that's
what we missed that one.
It's going to be like one episode so far for the season, but I'm going to get that. And there's also one that they did for James Bond for the cars.
Oh, really?
I'm going to pick that up too. It's like $1.99.
That'd be sweet.
For the plane ride, which will be exciting.
So you go. So I'm picking you up tomorrow and I'm dropping you off. Because I found out I got volunteered to pick you up and drop you. I'm sitting down there. Your mom goes, yeah, you're taking Jay and calling the airport. I go,
exactly.
Okay. And I go, well, what time am I? I go, well, when are they coming in? Tuesday. I go, what time? 1 a.m. I said, oh, okay. Well, you're up anyway. I said, okay.
In all fairness, we didn't volunteer. We said, we'll figure it out. And
no, your mom volunteered. She goes, what's the big deal? she keeps going. This is what she does. She goes, because my dad's like Mr. Easygoing, go with the flow. Now.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't when I was growing up.
Sure.
At least to me, he wasn't.
Uh-huh.
Probably my sisters and
everybody
else. But me, it's a father-son thing.
Sure.
You remember that. So it's just how it is.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes, don't you want to be Grandpa Jack? I go, no. I don't want to be Grandpa Jack. I'm not Grandpa Jack. I got a little of my mom in me. So I'm like my mom and Grandpa Jack. So my mom's more like, she'll do things for you.
Uh-huh. But she's picking us up at the airport.
Yeah, she's changed. I don't know. She wants to be Grandpa Jack. You know what it is? You get up there a little old and you're thinking, okay, all right, I got to do this. I got to make a list of what I got to do to get into heaven.
Uh-huh.
So better do some good deeds here. I'm kidding.
It's probably, if you wait till the last minute, it's not going to work.
It's like, you take it up there. Wait a minute. I picked my son and daughter-in-law up at the airport at 1 a.m. Oh, we didn't have that calculated. I'm sorry.
Wait, what about those 27 Vegas trips?
You're still about 8 points shy. Sorry. Because I'm sure it's based on a point system, right?
Probably.
Is it like a curve, like a class curve?
No, you wouldn't get a curve. It's probably just a straight score.
Straight score?
So it's probably like a bad deed and a good deed would be at zero.
So like each commandment is like how many points knocked off?
I would say just one. So like something good, something bad. One for
really?
One.
Really? So even like one command, like, well, killing someone would have to be.
So if you did something bad and you did something good, you'd even out, right?
All right. Well, if you killed someone.
I guess that'd be worse than cutting somebody off on the freeway.
You'd have to be like, that would have to be like.
So I guess we have to come up with a point system.
There has to be a point system.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people on Earth.
There is.
And to keep track of all those people.
Okay, but say if you're even, you're a zero. I don't think that's good enough to get into heaven.
All right, so like if I watch The Big Bang Theory,
mm-hmm.
then that's got to be points against me.
That's charity, so that's a plus. A plus one or plus two.
That evens out killing someone.
Comparable, too.
You know, I killed someone, but I did watch The Big Bang Theory. Okay, you're good.
Wait, do you have the Nielsen box in your home? I do.
I do.
Very
okay.
good. All
Very
right.
Good. We're kidding. Jeez, people get so sensitive.
Oh, man.
I was going to say something, and now I cannot. I'm racking my brain trying to figure
out. What
were
you trying to talk about?
We were talking about remembering things and thinking about things, and now I can't remember what I was thinking about. So that's my problem. I got too much stuff in my head just flying around up there. Nothing just sticks. Nothing just, it just kind of flies and bounces off. And...
All right. You ready for some weird news?
I'm ready. You know, it's funny.
What?
So, we picked the one weird news thing last week.
Yeah.
The other two things I saw on the news.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, that's funny.
I saw them on the news. I'm like going, huh. I wonder if they're listening to the show.
All right, let's go into the weird news. Here we
go. Let's do it. Movie picks. Movie picks. Movie picks. Movie picks.
All right, so we have three weird news titles that Jack then has to pick. Which
one he picks.
Which one we're going to read.
But it doesn't matter because the next two will be on the news the next couple days anyway. Am I right?
What's that?
It'll be on the news anyway.
Sure.
It was funny because I'm sitting there going, huh, I got it anyway.
All right, you ready?
Ready. I'm ready.
Infant attacked by fox in London.
Well, that's not funny.
I guess it isn't funny.
Was it Fox News?
Hey-o. Porn star teaches sex seminar at University of Illinois.
I read that.
Car towed after workers turned legal parking spot into handicap space.
All right, we got to go with that one. That's just wrong.
That's messed up. It's probably an accident. It's probably not intentional.
You know what? You know what? You have to watch two seasons of The Big Bang Theory to make up for that one.
A student in Tel Aviv parked her car on Sunday in a legal, unmarked space. But when Hilla Ben Barch returned, her car was gone and her spot was marked with a handicap symbol. In disbelief, Ben Barch did some amateur sleuthing, recovering security footage from a camera and mounted onto the building across the street. A now viral video, which Ben Barch posted on her Facebook page, shows city workers painting lines around her parked car, towing it away, and then painting a handicap symbol on the empty spot.
Oh, this was city workers did this?
Yeah. I have parked on that street for nearly half a year. I live there and know well where I can and can't park, she wrote on her Facebook page. While the car was parked in the white and blue legal zone, two city hall workers arrived and began painting a handicap space around the car. Ben Barch said she was called a liar by a city employee after telling her side of the story. She was also told she would have to pay a $95 towing fee and a $271 ticket for parking in a handicap space. That was a straw that broke the camel's back, Ben Bark told Facebook. I didn't know whether I should cry or scream. City officials promptly apologized after seeing the video, returning her car and waiving the towing fee. And
what about the guys? They lose their job?
Tel Aviv Deputy Mayor Asaf Zamir told the Times of Israel that the workers were supposed to contact the parking inspector's office to inform them that Ben Bark's car had been legally parked in the space before they painted to redesignate it as a handicap spot.
So it was being designated as a handicap spot.
It was, but they didn't.
But they didn't.
Did it after the fact.
Why wouldn't that just stupid?
Yeah.
Are really people that stupid?
Wow.
This is what happened. They painted it, and then someone came along and gave her a ticket, and then the towing company came and towed her car.
No. So, yeah. So she parked.
She parked.
And they painted around the car.
It. And so then someone came by and saw that she was in a handicap.
No, not even that saw. It's just they painted around. They called the towing people.
They called the towing company.
Yeah, had her tow it out and then painted the handicap symbol in the middle of the...
Not even in the fine, because the fine $271 and $95 for the towing. It being inconvenienced like that.
Yeah.
That's just not right.
It isn't.
That's just... You wonder what goes through people's heads.
Mm-hmm.
And they're this... And they were able to go home that night and not think anything of it and just have dinner and sleep tight and not not be I can be a jerk.
Yeah.
With that, you know, if she had done something to me, or like I said, I'll hold a grudge. Yeah, that's a funny prank.
Sure.
That's something you can do, is get even with she did something really bad.
Yeah.
But some innocent person that just, and you're just going, screw it, I'm gonna paint this thing around her, tow it, have it towed. I'm going home at night and I'm sleeping fine. Yeah. I have a problem with people like that. I do.
Call those the Halperts.
Yeah. It's just wrong. It just
it is.
I don't people, and there's people like that.
There is.
They just don't care. They go through life. I don't care. Mm-hmm. As long as I'm happy, I don't care. They get a commission on it.
Maybe they have like a certain amount they have to give out per year,
Or were they supposed to paint it before she parked there, and they
were afraid of getting messed up or like getting in trouble for not doing it? That's probably more likely the possibility.
Huh.
Still,
but even then, still it's like, you know, still you're screwing someone over that didn't did nothing to you.
Yeah,
it was your fault.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Human nature, gotta love it.
You know, you put me at the Golden Gates, not Golden Gates, and let me decide who goes in or not.
Okay.
Nobody's getting in. Nobody's getting in.
Do you want to get into the verses?
Sure.
All right, here we go. All right.
And this not to be confused with the best TV shows of the week.
Yes.
If you listen to Jay and Jack TV, you'll know what that joke is. It was an honest mistake. I sound like I had someone's car towed.
Yes, exactly.
All right, so last week's verses was 2 weeks ago, Jay went negative and said your least favorite episode and Stranger of Strange Land one, it was a landslide.
Yeah.
Well, this time we went for the best episode. It could be the episode that made you favorite episode of all time. Neither one of us took the Constance, even though we thought it was going to win.
Yeah.
You took Walkabout. I took pilot episode one and two.
What one between those two?
Pilot episode one.
It did, because it was back and forth there for a while.
32-25.
Gotcha.
I thought, I'll be honest with you, I thought Walkabout would win.
Yeah.
But the Constant had 83 votes. The Incident had a vote. Outlaws, that new TV show, had a vote.
I'm really pumped about Greatest Hits. That's the
Greatest
like
Hits
classic.
Had one vote. Uh-huh. Flashes Before Your Eyes had a vote. Stranger in a Strange Land got two votes.
See, that's it. That's, come on.
I think some people should. Then that's another thing that when you go up to heaven, people are like, you voted for best show, Stranger Strange Land? Sorry. Yeah, we got to hold you. Live Together, Die Alone, two votes. The End got 11 votes. Because I even put at one point, The End was winning. The Constance was winning. But I said, I really didn't think The End would win over.
Yeah, over the pilot.
But Looking Glass got 15 votes. Walkabout, 25. Pilots 1 and 2. 32 votes, and the Constance, 83 votes. I knew that would win. I could have gone for, you could have gone for the win.
I know.
I could have gone for the win, but we both chose not to.
Yeah.
We didn't Christian Bale it.
We were noble.
We were noble.
So what's our new verses?
So new verses, since I, nobody won, so I pick again. So it was actually, Edward Smith came up with this one.
Uh-huh.
He sent it to me yesterday, and I said, because I was going to come up with another one, and I said, no, I like this one.
Okay.
Since it's Valentine's week, and you haven't forgot Valentine's, have you?
Nope.
You're already off, so I don't think you can get screwed over.
Yeah, but we'll be having a family dinner, so it won't be like...
It's just another day.
Yeah.
It's Valentine's.
But I have the card, so we're good
to go.
That's
good. All right, you're good. You're good. He said greatest, your favorite couples on a TV show.
Okay, all right.
Well, the two people that got together and you went... Oh
yeah,
and they, if they fight you, oh, you know you're
yeah, no,
you know your favorite couples on TV of all time. Now we'll pick two, and we'll have to open this up to everyone because this is gonna be
gonna be everyone. I'm gonna go with Pam and Jim.
Pam and Jim.
Jim and Pam.
Jim and Pam. Really thought you'd go somewhere else with that.
Where?
I thought you'd go like Lost related.
Oh, but they never really ever got together. I guess Penny and Desmond.
I really thought you'd go with Penny and Desmond.
I think still Jim and Pam. That's just, it's more of a real relationship than any other relationship on TV.
Really? That's you're going with Pam and Jim.
Pam and Jim.
Pam and Jim from The Office.
Jam.
I really thought you'd go with Penny and, because I was going to counter with Sawyer and Juliet.
I don't think any of the Lost ones were that... Rival Jim and Pam.
I was even thinking going Luke and Laura from General Hospital.
No, I think your top ones would be like Jim and Pam, Ross and Rachel.
Yeah, I thought about Ross and Rachel. I was trying to think. I thought for sure you'd go with the Lost one.
No.
I thought you'd go with the Lost. I thought for a second Jim and Pam, but you know, the office has been so terrible the last 3 years. It's, yeah, but it's almost people, like you hope they break
what's,
up.
What's interesting is people resonate with the Jim and Pam storyline just because look how like much people got disturbed that they thought that maybe they wouldn't be together. It's just there's something about that relationship that people are crazy about.
Yeah, I really thought you'd go somewhere else with that.
Well, I didn't. So what do you got?
So I'm going to have to go with... I was going to go Sawyer and Juliet because I thought for sure you'd go Desmond and Penny. I'm going to go Desmond and Penny.
Okay.
I'm going with the lost crowd.
I mean, while the constant was fantastic, the relationship wasn't like...
When they finally got together and she was there for the phone call and everyone went, oh.
I think Jim and Pam is going to be your bigger one.
No.
Oh, we'll have to see.
It's going to be close, but people hate The Office now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just going to, when they see that, they're going to think, hey.
They may be frustrated with The Office, but they love Jim and Pam.
But they hate the show so much now. And Lost is just like their favorite show.
Well, Lost has a lot of people that hate it too.
And then the concept. I mean, but at that point, people, they love that. they love Desmond and.
Well, we'll have to see what the people decide over at our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/J and Jack group.
And you can add whatever you want.
There you go. It's five for the J this week. Do you have your five questions?
I have
ready?
Five questions for J. I do. And do we have our original song for the J?
No.
Okay.
Here we go.
The five questions.
For J.
The five questions.
For J. What did he say?
Nobody knows. One thing for sure. Almost anything goes. The five. Questions for J.
Wow.
All right.
That was exciting.
Five.
It seemed longer than normal.
Because you were singing it.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay, we got five questions for Jay, and they're just random questions.
Okay.
Just random questions.
No theme to it?
I
just try to have a theme on mine, you know.
There is one. There is a theme from the Jay and Jack show. I mean, from the Jay and Jack TV show that we got on a tangent because of a mistake.
Uh-huh.
But there is something there. But other than that, it's just, I just... Picked,
okay, we'll see how they go.
Picked up some. Actually, there's two things from the Jay and Jack show.
Okay, Jay and Jack TV.
Jay and Jack TV show. Two.
Okay, what do you
All
got?
All right, last night we had sake bombs. Spell sake.
S-A-K-E.
Yeah, you know it now, but what did you tell me yesterday?
S-A-K-I.
And you're arguing with the waitress.
I didn't argue with the waitress.
You said it's E. And she goes, no, it's I. You don't remember arguing with the waitress?
No, I don't.
You were just drunk. And you have your feet on the desk. And you just
obviously, I'm over here on the support beam, so it's not support as bad beam. As in the middle.
Whatever. So, but you were arguing with the waitress about sake.
Hey, I got it right tonight, so
yeah.
Go to hell.
But you were wrong yesterday. You were wrong yesterday, and you argued with
you
the waitress.
You were just mad that I told you, and you tweeted it, so you looked like a dummy, and I looked perfectly fine.
Well, I don't care.
Sure.
Blame it on autocorrect. Mm-hmm. That's what most people do. Darn autocorrect.
Yeah.
Don't you do that, too?
No, because it usually messes something up.
What is with the autocorrect? Sometimes it's... Can't they just... Why do they...
Because it's guessing what you're saying. I mean, it's not.
I get so frustrated with your name because it always comes out K. I don't want K. I want J. Does a lot of people complain about that when they're texting you?
A few.
I get that all the time. K, 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 K. It just bugs me. Number two, Facebook was founded when?
'04.
Wow. For extra credit, what month?
March.
February. So close. How'd you get 2004? From the movie?
I was just ballparking it.
Oh, not bad. I didn't think you'd get that one. We talked about Tommy Shaw in the last episode because mm-hmm. you don't want him as a guest. Tommy Shaw is how old?
Can I ask Siri?
No. You can't ask Siri. It's cheating. When was he born?
Nah.
Very. If you can get the date he was born...
That's harder than getting his age.
No, it's a date that everyone remembers.
Everyone, even non-Americans?
Probably most people remember this date.
July 4th.
No.
What?
September 11th.
Oh. He's 62.
He's 59. September 11th, 1953. Wrong. Lost season one. What was the seventh episode?
Pilot, 1, 2.
Well, pilot is... They
Tabula Rasa's 3. Walkabout's 4. First, White Rabbit's 5. House of the Rising Sun is 6 and The Moth is 7. The Moth.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Final answer?
Darn it. Yes.
It's The Moth. Okay, on the poll we did for the Jane Jack TV show, what finished third for best show of the week? We just recorded it. We just recorded it.
The Americans?
No.
Got like 6 votes in or something like that?
Americans got 6 votes. Next one got 5.
I don't know. What was it?
Downton Abbey.
Ah, that's right.
We just recorded it.
I know.
You got Facebook was found in 2004.
I got 3 out of 5 though, right?
Not bad. You got The Moth. Was like, I wouldn't have known that.
There you go.
Because I don't, people, how would you not know that? I go, I didn't pay attention to the titles of the episode.
Call yourself a
Lost podcast. I know it's important, but I'm not like.
Call yourself an award-winning Lost podcaster.
I never call myself an award-winning podcaster. Of course, it was my award.
So. Anyway.
I wish I could remember what I was going to say, but I can't remember what I was going
to
say.
Old age, it happens to the best of us.
It does.
Right, so I'll be in California next week. I will be getting myself a healthy helping of Jack in a Box.
Oh, that's a burger. Yeah, I'm a big fan of the In-N-Out, so it's not a big deal, but the Jack in a Box, that's a big deal. And you're going to where? Los Panchos?
I mean, really, it doesn't matter. There's quite a few places that have good burritos. Carne asada burrito.
Carne asada.
Carne? No, it's carne.
I know. You see where Rob was upset with one of his favorite Mexican restaurants?
What happened?
And it was cold. It was cold food, and the taco shell crunched. You know how you pick it up and it crumbles?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody likes that.
Nope.
So he was upset. What he posted really looked, it looked great. And he goes, I guess he called and complained.
Wow.
So anyway, be careful. Don't go there.
I won't.
Because you go up there with Rob, they're going to spit in your food.
Actually just the flan.
I got a cold.
That's how they make it.
I got a cold. That's not hachimoli. You know, people are probably eating sometimes when they listen to
Nobody eats flan.
No, but they're probably eating when
it's
they're...
just there.
No, when they're listening to us, they're probably eating...
They're eating flan. It's just they... flan looks like bad, like Jell-O that's gone bad is what flan is.
Does Jell-O go bad?
No, it doesn't, but if it did, it looked like flan. That's what it looked like.
Because now I'm starting to think because that's a whole expiration thing. You see where my mom was upset because she buys milk at Vons,
uh-huh.
And it expires 4 days. It goes bad 4 days before the are you people listening? It goes bad 4 days before the date. You know, so it says, like, say it's the 12th. It's
Your
going bad.
Your first mistake is going to Vons. I mean, that's...
Well, you only have so many options.
Go to Ralph's. It's a far better establishment.
Anyway, so she's complaining. So all these people are saying this. I said, buy a cow.
Hold on. See, I got my Ralph's Rewards car right here.
Why?
Well, one, because it works at Kroger, too. But...
is there a Kroger anymore?
I don't know. But anyways, we have the Ralph's Rewards because whenever we go to Comic-Con, we go to the Ralph's and we get...
Okay.
Yep.
So you
without
keep,
fail.
So you keep that on there to save 20 cents.
That's more than 20 cents. More than 20 cents.
Really? How much do you save on the average when you go to Comic?
We save like...
you go to Comic-Con, you spend $3,000.
You got to save every
and
now
so
and then.
You go to... I got to bring my thing so I can save 20 cents at Ralph's.
Well, it just sits on the key ring. It's not doing anything. Got my Ralph's, then I got my Harris Teeter Vic card. And then I got my Food Line MVP, which I never use, ever. I use my Ralph's card more than I use my Food Line card. And then I got my Toys R Us Rewards card, which never gets me anything.
You've been to that new Toys R Us over on...
I did. I went and checked it out. When I got my card thing. It's really nice.
Really?
Toys R Us is expensive, though.
I can't remember the last time I've been in a Toys R Us.
You gotta... If you're going to do... They have like 2-for-1 specials that you can do.
I really wouldn't go there to buy a toy...
Because there's this new Ninja Turtle toy line. It's really nice. So they're like a 2-for-1 special.
I see that, what's his name? Caesar posted something about the first toy thing.
Oh, yeah.
I said something sarcastic.
Because I
said something kind of jerky.
They're doing a 6-inch Star Wars line, which is amazing.
I said, are they super? I probably said, are they superhero? I can't remember what I said, but it was probably something kind of sarcastic and snotty.
Yeah.
Because, you know, my worst fear is getting caught in the middle between you and Caesar again in line for 3 hours while you talk about toys, the different toys. Yeah, hey, you guys are both great guys. But being stuck there without, you know, I didn't have an iPad. I had my computer, but I had no internet. I'm like,
that's why going, you bring the iPad, man. You don't bring
it. And I'm like going, this is ridiculous. And you guys are talking about the different toys for like 3 hours, and this line never moved.
Mm-hmm.
We'd get up and move like 2 feet.
Well, you forget, I don't like have any friends around me that collect toys. So basically, Caesar is my only friend that collects toys.
I get it. If I was there talking baseball or something, and someone was stuck there, it was just like
you had the circus guy you were friends with. Okay, so
the circus guy was cool.
Yeah,
he was cool because he'd been all around the world.
Yeah.
He'd been everywhere.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if he'll be there this year. We'll see.
Yeah, do we remember his name?
Nope.
Circus guy.
Circus guy.
Because he did circus tricks or something like that.
He's like a clown.
He was a clown. Yeah. Clown boy. But he was a very personable guy. He just came up and started, because I'm not that way. I don't go up to people and just start talking, have a conversation, especially if they're talking about toys. I kind of run the other way. But he was because that's how he paid for his trips.
Mm-hmm.
He was in New York, I think, the week before.
Yeah.
And it was all paid for by things he did on the streets. And
street performer.
And I guess his dad didn't like the way he... Is that what I got? His dad didn't...
Someone, I think you talked to him more. I mean, you guys were best friends.
Because what else were they going to do? Talk about toys?
I'm just saying.
I said, please. I think I put up a sign. You know how people say, we'll work for food? Mm-hmm. I said, please, someone just talk to me. Just talk to me for food.
But anyhow... All right, we'll see you guys next week. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.